From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Earlier this week, we told you about a crank phone call made to the British hospital where Prince William's wife, Kate, was being treated for a severe case of morning sickness. Two Australian DJs impersonated the Queen and Prince Charles. They fooled nurses into revealing details of the Duchess of Cambridge's condition. Well, now one of the nurses who took that call is dead. Vicky Barker has more on the story from London.
Kate, my darling, are you there?
Good morning, Mum. This is the nurse speaking. How may I help you?
Hello, I'm just after my granddaughter.
Jacintha Saldana is not the nurse heard describing the Duchess of Cambridge's condition during the prank call. Saldana, the duty nurse that night, answered the hospital's main telephone in the pre-dawn hours on Tuesday and, taken in by DJs Mel Grieg and Michael Christian, transferred their call to Kate's ward. Police say Saldana was found unconscious at staff accommodation near the hospital early this morning. She was married with two children. The cause of death has not been officially established, but the head of King Edward VII Hospital, John Lofthouse, drew a direct connection with Tuesday's incident.
We can confirm that Jacintha was recently the victim of a hoax call to the hospital. The hospital had been supporting her through this very difficult time.
He said Jacintha Saldana had been excellent at her job and well-respected and popular with all her colleagues.
Jacintha was a first-class nurse who cared diligently for hundreds of patients during her time with us. Everyone is shocked by the loss of a much-loved and valued colleague.
Kate was discharged from the hospital yesterday after three nights there being treated for severe morning sickness. She and her husband have expressed shock and sadness at the news of Saldana's death. Palace officials insist no one in the royal family had complained to the hospital. In fact, they had attempted to reassure and console hospital staff. The hospital's management says Saldana had not been disciplined or suspended for her part in this unwitting violation of Kate's privacy. Many Londoners hurrying home during the evening rush hour hadn't yet heard about the tragic turn of events. Rebecca Wilson, a researcher from Chiswick, West London, says she can see why a nurse would have been devastated to have broken patient confidentiality.
I'm not a royalist, but I still don't think that people should have their information given out. Terrible seems very dark and suspicious, so I'll be interested to read more and listen to more about the story.
News of Jacintha Saldana's death broke in the middle of the Australian night. No one was answering the phone at Sydney's Today FM radio.
Thank you for calling. You have reached us outside business hours.
DJs Mel Grieg and Michael Christian did apologize for a stunt that not very many Brits had found funny. The station's owners have since issued a statement saying they are deeply saddened by the nurse's death. As a mark of respect, they say, the DJs have decided to stay off the air until further notice. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.